Today on Odyssey, we're going to explore the question of whether biological science is or should be changing how we think about aesthetic experience. We're joined for the conversation by philosopher Jim Conant. He's with us here in Chicago. Also with us in Chicago is historian of science Bob Richards. And joining us from Boston, Massachusetts, is neuroscientist Mark Tramo. Mark Tramo, let me ask you to start by talking about data, if you would, please. Your research is on neurology and music. Tell me about what sort of evidence there is that people have universal responses to music.
Yes, Christian. One of our approaches is to examine patients who have had damage to specific parts of the brain and examine what are the aspects of perceptual and cognitive experience that are deranged as a result of that focal brain damage. And in our laboratory, we're particularly interested in questions that are related to music perception, things that you might think of in terms of tuning of musical instruments, harmony, melody, those aspects of music perception, and how it is that these different brain areas are pieced together, if you will, to put together a brain that enjoys and makes music as a whole.
And do you find that there are things that people everywhere like about music?
Certain commonalities can be emphasized if we look at popular music, for example. And there are some explanations that we can get at that have to do with the relationship between the physics of sound and biology. So, for example, all of our voices, all musical instruments, all of the voices of animals, all of the objects in the room that have the property of resonance, when they make a sound, that sound is very rich in harmonics. That is to say that it generates a harmonic series comprising the frequencies of sound vibration. It's of fascinating coincidence that when one looks at the harmonic series, that the first five or six elements comprise the very cornerstone of the theory of tonal harmony in Western music, where the octave and the fifth play such an important role in structuring not only the individual sounds of music, but our own expectations for where a song or a piece of music is going.